Refresh, refocus, renew. This is today.
From Romans 5, reconciled to God. We boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Etiquette gurus relish giving advice on what to eat for business lunches. The most common suggestion is not to order foods that stain, are hard to eat, or get stuck in your teeth. No wonder it took me a while to make my choice during a lunch with radio network executives. I settled on a simple sandwich and a bowl of soup. But my meal choice turned out to be a disaster. The soup was too spicy. I coughed because of the spice, and my food went down the wrong way, into my windpipe. Soon I started coughing badly, almost choking. It looked serious. Everyone was alarmed. Fortunately, the Heimlich maneuver wasn't needed, and I soon began breathing normally again. But our negotiations with that station didn't go so well. The first meal described in the Bible was very simple, more like a light snack, but it led to tragedy. At the serpent's urging, Adam and Eve ate the fruit that God told them not to eat. They didn't start choking, but their disobedience to God resulted in sin, death, and our separation from God. The joyful news is that God didn't abandon us in our predicament. He sent His Son, who saved us from the grave consequences of Adam's action and our own disobedience. Through Jesus' death and resurrection, He reconciles us to God the Father.
Visit us online at thisistoday.net.